USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are expected to unveil their counterproposal regarding infrastructure spending on Thursday. Some Republicans on Capitol Hill suggesting that plan will be right around $1 trillion. Democrats, meanwhile, are proposing a $1.7 trillion plan. As far as where the disconnect is, Republican Senator from Wyoming, John Barrasso, tells Fox News.
It's no surprise we are very far apart. We were actually close when we left the White House meeting with President Biden. Since then, either President Biden has changed his mind, or Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have overridden him because of the demands by the liberal left.
A federal judge is ordering Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom to pay $1.35 million to 3,000 churches that were forced to be locked down during the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
The White House remains optimistic about striking a bipartisan deal on a massive infrastructure update. During a briefing, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki noting a lot of movement in the Senate. Democrats and Republicans remain divided over how much to pay for the plan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel today working to solidify the ceasefire between Israel and the Hamas terrorists. Blinken, taking questions in Jerusalem, was asked about the United States rejoining the JCPOA.
What we committed to do from day one of this administration. Well, we said all along that if there was an opportunity, we would seek to return to mutual compliance with the JCPOA. But we also said that from day one, we would be keeping our closest allies and closest partners fully and contemporaneously informed of what we were doing.
President Trump withdrawing the United States from the JCPOA back in May of 2018. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Federal officials are bracing for a booming summer travel season, especially in the skies.
As Americans continue to get vaccinated and the pandemic restrictions ease, more people are returning to personal domestic travel.
During a briefing at Reagan National Airport, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas noted ongoing COVID restrictions remain at airports. He advised travelers to be prepared and be patient. As you prepare for that vacation, one of the things we're seeing across the country is a shortage of rental cars. Peter Greenberg is a travel expert. He shares with CBS This Morning some tips on how you can find a rental car that's affordable.
Sure. Well, you talk about the rental cars, it's bad. I just guessed on an estimate for a rental car today in Florida, it's $441 a day. And that doesn't include the drop-off charges, the mileage caps, and God forbid you have to let them refuel the car. It could be as much as $11 a gallon. So what you need to do is rent a car midweek. Do not rent it at the airport. You'll be able to return it there with no drop-off charge. But on trips of under 500 miles, do yourself a favor. It's BYOC. Bring your own car.
A Major League Baseball umpire is set to break a record this week. Joel West will pass Hall of Famer Bill Clime's mark for the most regular season games worked. He tied Clem's record with his 5,375th career game Monday night in Chicago. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.